If you just tuning in, as you know, Nathan Gaskakelet, welcome to Kasi 107.7. I think I'm going to switch over to English. Well, the reason why I played that specific song, except that it's one of my top five songs, we have the main artist, Zubin, in studio. Good evening, Zubin.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me. It's so awesome to be here.
You know, it's my honor to have you in studio, you know. I've been waiting for this interview. So I'm very excited. That was obviously When We Were Young, a song you've recently, I would say recently released, and it comes from the EP as well.
Yes.
And we're waiting on another one.
Yes.
Another EP to come soon.
We've been making an EP over the summer and I'm so stoked. But anyway, we'll talk about that
before
later.
Before we get into the EP, you know, because I played the song, I'm first going to ask you, what was the process like writing that song?
I always love making nostalgic, reflective music that speaks about, you know, growing up, coming of age, just that narrative. And writing that song specifically was just, everything just flowed from my mind. I just wanted to make a song that spoke about missing the good old days.
Yes.
You know, it sounds cheesy, but I really wanted to make one of those songs. And the song, from the production, from the songwriting, it just flowed. And I think coming of age, the coming of age nature and topic is the I would say a core of the music I make.
Yes.
The coming of age indie music.
Yeah.
And I just really wanted to make a song that represents that.
Okay. I must say the recent song you released is a little bit more pop than indie, but I'll talk about that later. But firstly, obviously, what I do in this segment, the last hour of my show, I kind of get to know the guests that I bring in.
For sure.
I might know you already. I don't care. But there's always something that you can learn from someone else.
Love that.
So we want to start from kind of the time you were born.
Okay.
If that's okay with you. So tell me, where were you born? What primary school kind of did you go to? What was your family life like?
For sure. My mom isn't here to give the side of like when I was born. No, I'm joking. But I was born in Paul, raised in Paul. Primary school, I went to Courtrai Primary.
Come on.
Like it's fun di pero, even though my Afrikaans is not. It's my weak point. This may select the punt, but I'll
you're doing well so far.
Let me just stick with English. But I was born, raised in Paul. I went to a school in Paul, and growing up, I grew up in a music family. Both my mom and my dad are musicians.
Wow.
They studied music at university, and that's how they met. And I grew up in a music family. My passed on granddad, rest in peace, is Frank Peterson. And
what?
Yes, so he...
I didn't know that.
So he was, for the people who are in the music space, Frank Peterson was one of the one of the pioneers of bringing music education to schools around the valley and in the Drakenstein area. I stand under correction if there's someone.
No.
But so the music school in Paul, Frank Peterson Music Center, was named in his honor when he passed. And I one argument would be like, aren't you intimidated by the expectations of your granddad? Honestly, the environment that my family that I grew up in was really just so supportive of nurturing what the child and what both me and my sister. Oh, I have a sister also.
I was waiting for that part.
but the environment that my parents raised my sister and I was really just supportive of trying to nurture what the child enjoys and not trying to impose what we want our child to be. So music naturally gravitated towards music. So I started playing the drums when I was 3, 4.
Wow.
Pitting on my mom's pots and pans. It's nothing special.
Nobody takes. It's
nothing huge. But I started playing the drums at the age of 4 or 3. And then naturally, I sang in the school choir and eventually started taking lessons to play the drums at Frank Peterson, which was kind of a weird feeling because it's like,
It's named after your grandfather.
Yeah, it was a funny feeling. But to the point of the matter is music just came naturally. I also, in high school, I drifted away from music and played sports. I played cricket, throughout high school. And when COVID came, when cricket stopped, because I also... So I'm moving along very fast.
We're gonna bring it back now because
we're at high school, university now. Anyway, but I played cricket when COVID came. Cricket stopped, obviously, and that's when I just naturally started experimenting with creating music because I think the narrative around I'll get into that later.
Yes. I think, let me move on from primary school because I don't think you really did a lot. Were you also like doing singing in the choir and like mostly in primary school?
I sang in the choir. I wasn't, the solo kid.
Okay.
I wasn't the solo kid, but I sang in the choir. That's what I did. Played cricket during school.
Okay.
In school. Also played the drums. Music was in my life, but not where it is now.
No.
In the center of my life.
So when you... Okay, I have to ask, were you in Kortrijk for your whole primary school journey?
So from grade 1 to grade 7, Kortrijk. Co-ed. I think also like my parents really wanted to expose my sister and I to co-ed schools.
Yeah.
Because in Paul there's, a lot of the girls only
schools, yes.
Without getting into much detail, but I think that also really just helped my development and just... Mm-hmm. Being able to not feel like that intimidated by like girls or
make you more comfortable with different kinds of experiences.
Sure, being comfortable with the different genders, different backgrounds, cultures,
people.
Kortrijk, when I was there, there was
variety,
it was so diverse. And,
Okay, now we're going to move on to high school because I feel like, primary school wasn't that impactful in your life.
For sure.
So when we move on to high school, obviously now grade 8 comes, you're new to the school.
Yes.
What school did you go to? Let me first ask that.
So I went to Bridge House.
Okay.
Just outside of Franschhoek, outside of Paul. Mm. I got a scholarship bursary to... Basically, it was a music scholarship bursary.
Okay.
So I had the opportunity to study there, and I was going to go to Paul Boys. My parents really wanted me to be immersed in different cultures, and I guess also I really need a PR person because I was going to say like different tax brackets as well. When the opportunity arose, I went to Bridge House and I played in the jazz band.
Wow.
I played drums. And,
your music is the way it is as well.
And I just really loved... That's when I started, finding a love for jazz music. Mm. I went to the Grahamstown Jazz Festival and that opened my eyes to just music. And there's more to music than classical music because... Mm. I grew up in a space where classical music was the be-all, end-all.
Okay.
It was like, that was the ultimate classical music because I played in orchestras during primary school at Frank Peterson. But, the junior orchestras.
It takes a lot as well.
But being exposed to jazz really opened up my eyes to like see that music can be modern, can be fun. And that's when I... just fell in love even more with music.
Is like you said, you also played for everyone who just tuned in, we are talking to Zubin Peterson right now. Someone sent me a message, who are you talking to? Talking to Zubin Peterson at the moment.
Hello.
And we get to know a bit more about his life journey, where he kind of grew up and the way he lived. You said you played cricket in high school.
Yes.
And do you think you'll still play it?
I admire cricket from a distance.
Right
now. I enjoy it, but music is
the main,
the one, if you want to say that.
No, I understand that.
Maybe club cricket one.
Later action on. Cricket?
I played action cricket, actually.
Okay.
Thinking about it.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, because there's a new place here that you can go play.
Oh, yes.
But anyway, back to trying to plug you to where to go play action cricket. But when it comes to high school, was there like teachers or people that kind of motivated you? Were you motivating yourself or your parents? Who were those people in your life?
There were a lot of adults that just, kept me on the straight and narrow just by, because I wasn't the most academic person, child student. I really enjoyed music and cricket. And, you know, when it comes to that point in term where your parents are like sitting you down and like, there was a few instances like that during high school, but I think people that really kept me grounded, firstly, my parents, they just set the tone for, you know, you can do what you want in life, but you can't also just
do what you want.
But like, you can't just, you know, look up and like, just look up and with your hands up and just do nothing. You need to like, to put a foot forward. You need to put a foot forward somewhere. And my parents were really influential in just my life. And then a lot of teachers as well. Someone who was really influential, my math teacher in high school. my math teacher in high school, Mrs. Moorman. And then also an Afrikaans teacher, ironically. Even though I don't speak Afrikaans, but she was just really supportive. And shout out Miss Albertine. It was such a long time ago, but just the teachers that I've been exposed to, and the different teachers on different levels of my life, just have been really supportive. And
they've obviously been. But I feel like that's also kind of a teacher's job. But it's those.
For sure.
People that make you feel supported 100%. And put in the extra work, those are the ones you usually 100%. Remember.
And it's the ones that also create an environment where it's like, where it actually makes the child want to work harder. Exactly. Because, shout out to the teachers.
I have one question that just came up in my mind. You know, we spoke about your sister. Well, not really, you remembered her.
Yes.
How was she, you feel like she played a part in your life, especially like in high school, because I know you guys 100%. Are a bit close in age.
Yeah.
So how was your relationship like in high school?
For sure. In high school, it was, I think with siblings, when you're younger, you don't really, I wouldn't say you don't have a relationship, but the relationship isn't it's more on a like, oh, this is my like brother sister. We play in the sand and we like or whatnot.
Yeah.
But as time progressed, I would say COVID was really a significant time in just my sister and I's relationship, where we actually could talk to each other like human beings and talk to each other about different things
because you're understand confined.
Exactly. Yeah, and actually talk to and understand what she likes, what I like, what just what perspective we view the world from. And from COVID up to now, my sister and I's relationship is just it's just really I think the more time you spend together and also the environment you create, it's like we can talk about anything right now. Whereas back then it was more, you know, we play in the streets and like, it's fine, we eat together. But as you mature with siblings, I'm so grateful to be able to get to establish a relationship that's more than just playing in the streets or whatnot.
Or just someone you eat with every night.
Exactly.
But Zuwin, I think we must take a little break because our voices are obviously almost done. But I did ask you to send me some songs.
Yes.
Or some of your favorite songs. And you know, all the songs that you sing me are some of my favorite songs. Some of them I was kind of, you know, keeping to myself because there's some of those artists that you just have that you don't want to share with other people. But obviously, after I play the song, I want to ask you why I chose the song and why do you like the song. So first up, we obviously have the role model with Old Recliners.
I remember the recliners in the yard, kicking heels up to her favorite song. All the boys were playing cards. Always felt like something's missing. Ever since she hung the lights, now it's one night stands and overthinking. Just spending my nights thinking about you. First off the dock, now I wonder where the days have gone. While I lay in bed and rot, sun was falling on the water. She was staring out to sea. I said, I'm sure you'll find somebody stronger, and I'm sure I'll always be thinking about you. Sharing windy with the end of July in the air. Now you cry all night to the morning in the arms of someone you settle for. Couldn't let it go if I forced it. What do I do? Oh, what do I do? It's always been
to
Olivia Dean with Sam Fender with Rain Me In. And before that, we had Role Model with Old Recliners. Obviously, in studio with me today, we have Zubin Peterson. Zubin, tell me a bit more about... I'm going to first talk about the first song.
Sure.
Because this man, Role Model, Old Recliners, why did you choose that song?
Over the past few months, I would say 4 months, 5 months, I've really been delving... For such a long time, I didn't listen to new music.
Okay.
Because I just wanted to get into a space of creating instead of... there's this thing with creatives, like if you overconsume on the thing that you're creating, mm-hmm. a lot of times what you want to create doesn't come out the way that it wants to because it's so... There's so many influences
of the things that you listen to.
Am I making sense?
Like, yes, no, I understand.
There's so many like voices and influences that are pulling your interest in. And a lot of times that clouds the vision of what you
are creating.
Are wanting to create and truly want to create. So for a period, I didn't listen to music and now I'm starting to listen and catch up. I'm starting to catch up on music. So this song was a song that I found on my Spotify through just listening to music and albums that I always wanted to listen to but didn't listen to yet. And I just love the way, just the nostalgia that the production brings to your ears.
Okay. Because I've realized you in your own music, even, you talk about nostalgia a lot.
Yeah.
And not just old recliners, but the song of Sam Fender and Olivia Dean, who's currently blowing up right now, that also has a bit of nostalgia in it, more of the longing of a relationship and the way it was. So the way, well, if I had to sum it up a little, you're very much into nostalgia.
Yeah, and 100%.
In your daily life, do you always look back, or are you living in the present? I feel like it's a deep question for me to ask.
No, I love it. For such a long time, I'm a very sentimental guy. When I'd hang out with friends and the hangout would be over, the next day I'd be like, wow, yesterday was such an awesome time. Like, in that exact chair, we were sitting here, and like in this exact space, we were hanging out, and I'd like reminisce on a lot of nostalgic moments, and just moments where pure happiness and just love, but it doesn't need to necessarily be, you know, romantic love, just love, like
the warm feeling.
I reminisce a lot about on those things. Can be dangerous if you just stay in the past the whole time. But recently I've really just used that as fuel and used my music as an outlet to reminisce
about the things.
Yeah, but also not just in a sad way, because a lot of times you can there's like that saying, I was like what I was saying now about just staying stuck in the past,
because
then you don't
really move on.
You don't move on
and live in the present, because there's so many good things happening.
Exactly, there's so many great things happening in the present moment. But nostalgia is a big part of my music.
Let's get back into your history and kind of where you were. We talked about your high school life, talk about primary school life. We also talk about your sister, and now we're gonna go. Okay, I don't even want to talk about 2020, but even though
we don't want
it was a big year for everyone. Yeah. Even though we stayed home, it was so impactful in all of our lives.
For sure.
I'm guessing you finished high school in like 2019.
Yes.
So beginning university 2020. Mm-hmm. What was that like for you? Firstly, which university did you even go to?
I went to Stellenbosch University.
Okay.
I studied a BA in International Studies. So, which is everyone asked me what international studies is, but essentially what it is the major subjects are political science, history.
Okay.
So it's a pretty broad degree, but you touch on a lot of aspects of the political, the historical, and there's also economics.
Okay.
So it's a great degree if you want to just get your feet into university. But I was first year in 2020.
Okay.
It was quite an adjustment, because for the first 2 months, it was business as usual. And then March, I don't know what the day was, but like March, then we were just like, see you in 2 weeks. And
the 2 weeks
next thing you know, we graduated. But I went to university. Initially, I went to university because I just wanted to show my parents that I have a degree and I can.
Yeah.
I'm at university, and as time went on, I obviously found a love for what I was studying.
Yes.
But music was at the core of everything. In 2020, I started creating music. Like I said previously, I started experimenting on how do I actually create music, because I don't just want to pursue. If I do music, I don't just want to pursue the traditional. Classical, playing an instrument in an orchestra route, or be a music teacher. Shout out to the music teachers, though. We love them. We love you. But I really wanted to explore there has to be another way to music. And music, that's when I started creating music. And it's been a blessing, and it's just been a fantastic journey. Like, just, I hope I get to continue.
I have one question. You said you studied international studies, right?
Yes.
And you said it included political science and all those things. Don't want to get political with you. But we are going into Freedom Month. And, you know, it's very important to kind of have, especially in our country, we do have freedom of speech.
Yeah.
We can, I don't want to say whatever we want, but, you know, there is that kind of freedom. Where does that play into? Do you feel like it plays into your music when it comes to freedom of speech, kind of, and living in the country that we do?
Yeah.
How do you feel like it works with your music? Do you feel like you can say anything? Do you feel comfortable kind of sharing your music in that manner?
For such a long time, I used to create music based on what I hoped other people would enjoy.
Okay.
For the first couple of years, I was just creating songs that, oh, I hope this person likes this song that I make. And that is not healthy, but also I had to go through that to then realize that, wait, I also have my own brain and I also have my own perspective on things. And so grateful to live in a country like South Africa where you said, yes, you can't say anything and everything, but you can express yourself and you can express yourself. And I think as the youth of South Africa, we really need to learn to express ourselves a lot more without worrying about what
the next person,
what that person's gonna think, or what these people are gonna think of me online. Because I've fallen into the trap where I've just, like I said, now made music based on what other people wanted me to make. And it's not healthy. Like, you just need, I think every single person, it doesn't need to be music. Every single person needs to express themselves and have some sort of outlet to express themselves.
Yeah, I do agree with you there. That is one question I had to ask, because we are in the Freedom Month. And I feel like in radio specifically, we have the freedom to say what we feel, but obviously always restricted in terms of not just what we think, but what others also might think. So I wanted to know your perspective on that when it comes to music.
And just to add on that, or add on to that, I think as creatives, it's up to us, it's our duty to speak about things that a lot of people are uncomfortable to say. Because if you look at, you know, 30, 40 years ago, people were making, you know, like, whether in South Africa, in a South African context, struggle songs. People were, in America, people were making, like, protest songs, protest music. And I think now we're in a time where it's so important for the youth, but also as creatives, to express ourselves and express what we're thinking, because we can't just scroll,
all the time
and just absorb what other people are telling us to think. We need to also contribute
to that. But I have one question. I know you haven't mentioned anything about it. Sure. I don't know if you still classify yourself as this, but you used to classify yourself as an introvert.
I still classify somewhat of myself,
As an introvert.
As an introvert,
Okay.
I think...
Well, no, you can speak, it's fine.
As time progressed, back in 2020 when everyone was isolated and, you know, the aftermath of 2020, I classified myself as an introvert because I was just like, oh, I'm at home. I don't have anyone to talk to. I don't have, you know, friends to talk to now. And I think now, getting out of my comfort zone, music has pushed me out of my comfort zone. I enjoy my own company. I enjoy the isolation and the solitude. But it's also important, we are social beings as humans, to get out
and connect with people.
Connect with people, exactly.
Yeah. I was very interested to know where you're standing now, especially. Because I feel like that also plays a big role in your music when it comes to, you know, kind of being introverted and a bit more alone with yourself. And as a creative, you, every now and then we're going to have to connect with people to learn from the experience, because you can use that to kind of write our own music.
100%.
Anyway, back to what we were speaking about. You were in university, left university, started making your own music. Like you told me earlier now, you were, in the beginning, you were kind of making music for other people. When was, okay, if you had to say about one song, yeah. whether it's a demo or a song, that you kind of felt like this was me. Do you have any songs like that that you released?
One of my favorite songs up until today is still, or my two favorite songs up until today that I've released are Letter for You and Find Myself. Specifically Find Myself. As I'm just experiencing more of life,
okay.
I'm learning that, yeah, I was cooking on Find Myself.
Yeah, because yesterday you went up to
so
the mountain.
For the listeners who haven't heard Find Myself, so in the song I speak about basically, as the title suggests, finding myself, but also going into a space of solitude, going into a space where I can sit with myself in this world where there's so many distractions. I think it's so important for us to just sit in silence and be comfortable with that silence and just allow our brain to think and just run out of juice, if you want to call it that, and ask ourselves, like, what do I enjoy? Not what does the internet tell me I should
enjoy,
but Find Myself is a song that I really love up
I
until this day.
I didn't know that. I knew you always loved Letter for You.
Yeah.
It's a very good song. I'm not going to complain
at all. Thank you so much.
But Find Myself is not one I've heard you spoke about or kind of post about as much. But it's a very good song, and it's also honest.
Thank you.
And the song Honest is, is also very good. But yeah, it's nice to hear kind of from you. That's where you feel more of yourself.
Yes.
And where you could kind of sit with yourself and say, this is what I feel and this is what I'm going to write.
100%.
And you spoke to me off air because I was going to ask you, like, what is, you know, as you spoke publicly online, you are bringing out an EP this year. So tell me a bit more about that EP.
So this EP that I'm releasing, it's an EP of about, we're still finalizing it, but it's an EP of 4 or 5 songs.
Okay.
6 songs, crossed fingers. but the EP I'm releasing this year is, I made it over the summer, between December and, we're still finishing it up, so I would say like March, April.
Okay.
And it's, I really want it, the music that I make, like we spoke, or like we mentioned, it's very, it leans on nostalgia, leans on coming of age topics and themes, but I really wanted to explore the love side of coming of age, of the coming of age space. And I, like probably a lot of people, have experienced, I've never experienced, you know, I'm not going to say I've experienced love like that, but I think the type of love that isn't spoken about enough in music today is innocent love. You know, just like honest, innocent love, love that isn't, you know, what a lot of the songs a lot of the songs out there are today, but just love that represents movies, romantic, like rom-com movies, 2000s movies, that a lot of the movies back then were based around innocent love, especially around in the coming of age space. And I really wanted to make a bunch
that
of songs
music.
That represent that and just explores love. Because I think at the end of the day, love is just the greatest emotion that us as humans can
give
to the world. And like I said, it's not just romantic love. It's brotherly love, appreciation, just the energy is so so strong. And I think we need more love in the world. And this EP is just... is all of that encompassed. There's also like a slight bit of heartbreak and you know, unrequited love.
Because what is love without heartbreak?
If
you don't, you won't know what love was if there isn't heartbreak.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So me personally, I can't wait this EP. And you know, as you say, it's happening this year. So people on KC107.7, keep this man's socials, you know, follow him, subscribe to the YouTube, anything. You can just check it out. It's Zubin everywhere, if I'm correct.
Zubin everywhere, yes.
Yeah. So subscribe to the email list as well, because I am subscribed. So you can also subscribe. But Zubin, I am going to say goodbye, but I'm not going to leave the people just like that.
Yes.
I have to play one of the songs you chose. Before I let you go, I have to ask you why you chose the song. Luther Vandross, Never Too Much. Why did you choose it?
So I intentionally added it to this list because the last time I was here, Suhail and Grant, they did a little like trivia. They asked me a couple of questions about like, just golden oldies and older music. And one of the songs was a Tevin Campbell song.
Can We Talk?
Okay. And my mind just blanked. And I told them, like, my parents will not be happy with this. and it was such a simple song. And I really have been delving into the older music.
Okay.
Jazz, but also this.
More nostalgia music also.
Like. Yeah, just music that feels good, groovy music. And this is just my favorite out of all of them.
No, I'm glad. Well, up next, as we say goodbye to Zubin Zubin, it's been amazing having you in studio.
Thank you so much.
Hopefully, we'll look out for your EP that's coming out soon.
Yes.
And all the best for your YouTube journey, your music journey, and, you know, hopefully some live shows coming up as well.
Yes. I really want to perform live. That's the next goal. And merch as well.
I'm not going to say anything about that. But guys, that was Zubin Peterson in studio with me today. I'll be back soon to say goodbye to you guys. But for now, yes, Luther Vandross with Never Too Much.